Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way and glad to be able to share with you in another broadcast time together. I'm over here at the lake, and I got to tell you, the lake is really high. It's really got up to the top of my seawall. I got to tell you, I was in Ionia the other day, though, and it's not as high as it is at Fairgrounds, but we're just so grateful for God today and for the sunshine he's given us today. And looks like maybe it's going to be a little dry spell, and I think we really need that. As you tune me in this morning, by the way, of WDLP 93.1 Belding at 7 o'clock, and we stream this broadcast live by the way of WDLP.fm. You've tuned me in by the way of Ionia, WIONI 1430 AM, or 92.7 FM over in the lower area, 100.3 FM. And we're glad to have you being a part of our broadcast time today. Others have tuned me in by the way of Greenville, WGLM, 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock. And I need to let you know we're now streaming both of these broadcasts live by the way of the web, and that's a pretty special thing to be able to do in this day and age. Others have tuned me in by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com at 10 o'clock. I welcome you. Those that are listening by the way of my website is pastorkenharger.com. Take your mouse and slide it up over Lighthouse, Messages from the Lighthouse, and your current media will show up. Click on current media, and the top one is the broadcast for today. Thank you, whatever way you've tuned me in, I welcome you this time that we have together. This is Memorial Day weekend, and so I want to say a blessed Memorial Day to each one of us. It's going to be a little different Memorial Day than we've ever had before, but we're just going to make the best of it. I'm going to share a message about remembering, and we're just going to do the very best that we're capable of doing. I need to say thank you to those that have supported me financially in the broadcast, and so a thank you to Shiloh Community Church. I want to thank them for their support. I need to let you know that at the Shiloh campus at 10 o'clock, there will be a message brought by way of Facebook over the waves there, so to speak, you know. And then in Greenville campus, the message will be brought at 11 o'clock in Shiloh. It's Pastor Jim sharing with us, and in Greenville, it's Pastor Paul sharing with us. I need to say thank you to Bill and Judy Hammond for their financial support, to Doug and Noreen Lane family from the Sheridan area for your financial support, and to Gloria Spencer in memory and honor of her husband Spence, that was his nickname, and she's from Orleans, and I appreciate the support that allows our broadcast to go on, and we're just grateful for that. Big thank you to K.N. Kingsinger for picking out the music for this morning. And we got some good songs today, and I'm just looking forward to sharing them with you. Well, as we get started on the broadcast, the message for today is Memorial Day weekend, a time to pause as an individual, a time to pause as an individual. And when we pause, I believe we should remember those from our family that's passed on before us. We should remember the members of the veterans and all of those and the price that was paid to give us the freedom that we have today. And we should remember that God has been with us through this difficult time. There's been more death this year than probably any other time in a long, long time, as we hear about all the death there was because of this virus. And we may be getting tired of it, but we still need to do whatever we can do to keep it from spreading any further. And we're just hoping that soon things will be back to whatever our new normal is going to be. We better be thinking about a new normal. Well, let's get started for this morning. And I have a song that I want us to listen to. You know, sometimes there's been people praying for us and we didn't even know it. I've had people say to me sometime after went through difficulty, I sure had you in my prayer every day. This song is talking about somebody is praying me through. You know what that praying through is? Kind of an old phrase from years gone by. It's the idea to keep on praying until there's an answer. they're just going to keep on praying and pray this priest person through the difficulty. I love the way the Lord Jesus, when he was talking about prayer, he described it as this way: ask and keep on asking, knock and keep on knocking, seek and keep on seeking. That's what God wants us to do in prayer. And I trust that we've been doing a lot of prayer for our leaders and so on as we go through this epidemic, as they're calling it, that we're going through. And that we're praying, too, that God will teach each one of us the lessons we should learn from this so it hasn't been a wasted pain that we've gone through. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But let's listen to the song that we have for this morning and look forward to God blessing us in whatever way he sees fit as he goes through the message and shares the message with us this morning. Somebody is praying me through, and we need to know that. We need to believe there's individuals that's praying for us every day. God bless you. I'll be right back in a few moments.
Pressing over me like a big blue sky. I know someone has me on their heart tonight. That's why I know it's gonna be alright. 'Cause somebody's praying me through. Somebody's praying me through. My mother, it might be my dad, or an old friend I forgot I had. But whoever it is, I'm so glad that somebody's praying me through. Yeah. Somebody's praying.
Somebody's praying, folks. We're so thankful for those that are praying us through this difficulty that we're going through in our individual lives. And I just want to let you, the listening audience, know that I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God would just bless you in a very special way and give you the strength and the courage that you need. So we're just going to bow for a moment of prayer, and I'm going to focus upon you, our listening audience. Dear Father, on this beautiful sunshiny morning that I'm putting this service together, my mind and heart is towards those that are the listening audience here this Sunday morning or through the website. Dear Father, as we gather together today, I want to remember those that's going through whatever it is. Father, this epidemic has been several months now, and it's been a whole lot more pressure taking than we ever thought we would be. We don't even think we could have, made it through the first month. And here we are at this period of time. Dear Father, I want to pray, especially for each person that's got me tuned in today, that you will bless them and their family. I believe, Father, there's been more prayer for the family in this time of difficulty than there has been for a long time. I know I have prayed a lot harder. We got grandkids scattered in about 6-8 states. And I want to remember them and what they're going through in their state. And, dear Father, I believe we've remembered our family more. I want to pray, Father, for some that this has really caused them to have a lot of fear and anxiety. May you give them the calmness. You promised to give us the spirit of a sound mind. You promised that we would, if we'd keep our mind fastened upon you, that you would give us peace. I want to pray for those that's lost a loved one during this period of time. Father, during this period of time, I've done 8 funerals and they've been so much different than what we used to be able to do. So, Father, I want to pray because death is hard enough in itself. But then when they go through the circumstances of trying to do the funeral the way it has to be done today, it even adds more to that death. So I want to pray for those, the listening audience, that have lost a loved one, that you would be with them in this grieving process. I want to pray for those that's caused a lot of financial problems. Maybe those that even if within the families cause some disagreements and so on as to what they ought to do and not do and so on. And as a result, there's friction in the family. I want to pray for those families that's going through that, that you would just minister to them in a very special way. Now, Father, we're coming to Memorial Day weekend. And this weekend we're celebrating, remembering those that have gone on before us. We remember in those that paid the price for us to have the freedom that we have. We thank you for our veterans. We thank you for the first-time responders. Thank you for all of those that are working in hospitals and caregivers in a different kinds of way. Father, would you be pleased to bless and comfort each one? Would you receive of our thanks and praise for what they have done and let them know that we appreciate them so much? Now, Father, come and speak to us through your word. I pray in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. God bless you, folks. Difficult times we're experiencing, but Memorial Day, Memorial Weekend, a time to remember. Our hearts and our minds is a treasure house full of memories that we need to recall. I like it when sometimes it's used in this way, precious memories. We need to recall those memories. We need to think back of those moments that we've shared with that loved one that we miss tremendously. It may have been just a short period of time. It may be like we are with our daughter 20 years ago, but we still miss her. So in the study, I want us to be thankful to God for the gift of memory. He created us with this gift of memory. Most people don't even think about their minds until we start getting a little older, and then we wonder, well, I keep my mind, you know. Sometimes when we can't recall somebody's name at 85, we go, oh, maybe I'm beginning to lose it, we gotta say to ourselves. At the same time, we need to realize that that memory can be either our friend or an enemy. Have you noticed, folks, that sometimes we forget stuff we should remember? And sometimes we remember stuff we should forget. I'm hoping as we go through this message, there'll be different words in the Bible used to describe the memory. And I love one that speaks about God and his things that he's done for us. It says, don't forget the benefits of God to us. I love that. I love the idea he's saying, remember the things that God has done for you. I believe that's a good place to start our study. I believe that's a good place for us to be in this time that we've been going through, these more homebound time, more lockdown time, so to speak, that we need to think about some of the blessings of God that he has given to us in days gone by. Listen to what it says in Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not of his benefits. Let me do that again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. And then he goes on to name some of them. Who forgives our sin or iniquity? Who heals all your diseases? Who's redeemed your life from the pit and give you some direction to go? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, continually coming from God? Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like an eagle? He says, God's done so many things, and you don't want to forget what he's done for you. Again, in verses 10 through 14, he has not dealt with us according to our sins. He has not punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. I've had people ask me, do you think this epidemic is God's judgment upon us? I think it's an epidemic, and I think there's things we should learn through it. But he has not dealt with us according to our sins, he says. He has not dealt with us in those kinds of ways. Matter of fact, in all this kind of time that we've been going through, we need to look for the steadfast love of God. And we need to look for strength that comes from him, that can renew our life in a very special way. So great is his mercies towards us. Listen to what he says about your sin and mine, if you've asked for forgiveness. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. Now listen to this, folks. And he remembers that we are dust. He created Adam out of dust, out of the dirt of the ground. He tells us in the word, from dust you came, and for dust you will return. And we realize that's kind of the explanation from the scripture about our life. We had a kind of a strange beginning. We need to realize we're going through a strange endings to our life as well. You know, I think that psalm is asking us, have you forgot the benefits of the Lord? Remember his benefits. When you think about this gift of memory, you need to realize that some of the things we ought to recall back and say, you know, we went through this in such a period of time, but God was with us. He brought us through that. You need to remember, God has forgiven my sin. God knows that I'm just made of dust. He remembers my frame. He's the one that created us. And then he reminds us that our sins that sometimes we hang on to, not realizing that God has forgiven us and not accepting the forgiveness that he has offered. He wants to take those sins that may be troubling you in your life and my life and he wants to remove them as far as the east is from the west. Have you ever thought about that? You start going south, and pretty soon you're going to go north. God didn't say he removed our sins as far as the south is from the north. He said the east is from the west. You start traveling east, and you're going to keep going east. You start traveling west, and you're going to keep going west. That's how far God has removed the sins that we've done from us. This psalm we are called upon to remember God. We also are called upon to remember all of God's benefits that he's done for each and every one of us. There are benefits of things that you are not able to do yourself, such as forgiveness and healing and redemption from the pit, crown you with love and mercy, remove your sins, give you some pity like a father would his children, and above all, he knows what to expect from you. As we focus upon the benefits of God, there's a question that I ask on Facebook that I want to ask this morning as well. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits to me? Let me do it again. What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits he's done for me? You know, one of the best things I think you can render is just saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your benefits. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Father, for your love and your mercy that is so powerful in our lives. That's the gift of memory. And today we need to remember the benefits of God upon our life. Memorial Day is a day to remember. Our hearts and minds are a treasure house full of what we might that we need to recall. I'm thinking of the people in my life. You know how I've described it for myself. I think of life like an onion. When I was a kid, I was working in the onion fields. I didn't like it as much, I got to be honest with you, when it was weeding onions. Crawling on your hands and knees like a little baby and have a row of onions between your legs and one on the right and one on the left and pick out all the weeds. Crawl the whole distance of that 15-acre field or whatever it was. Stand up, stretch out a little bit, turn around and crawl all the way back. You know what I did enjoy about the onions? I enjoyed watching their growth process. I also enjoyed it when it was topping time. You know, when I was at that time of topping, they paid 10 cents a bushel to top onions. I could top every single day at least 100 bushel. And that meant it was $10. And that day, $10 was a lot of money. I was only in my just young years, you know, 12, 13, 14. I worked in the onion fields from probably 12 to I was 18, then I went to the factory. You know what? He reminds us, our life is like an onion. There's a layer of your childhood. There's a layer of you being a baby, then there's a layer of your childhood. All of a sudden, you get to go to school, and then your life changes quite a bit. As you continue on and get into the teenage life, life changes. You get into the young adult life. Then you decide to get married, and all of a sudden you got an extended family. You've got yourself a work, a place to work, so you got your workplace and people you meet there. You got your social life. Trust you have a church life. There's good times, there's difficult times, there's healthy times, there's sick times. This is what makes life precious, is the people and the events that we get to share with one another. No, there's a great danger in forgetting to remember because life goes by so fast and we each get so busy. But I thank God that there's a Memorial Day is a time to pause and to consider some of those things. All that we're going through because of COVID-19, being homebound and all the other things and the loved ones that's been lost. I got to tell you, dear people, as a pastor, when I think about all the ones that I heard that were dying alone, family members couldn't get in to see them, my heart really went out. It caused me to even have some time of real difficulty one evening. because I was just thinking, that's not right. Nobody should die alone. And yet they were dying alone, one after another. You know, it's a realization that when we're doing funeral services now, most of it is just at the cemetery, just in the outer doors. But we need to remind ourselves, we need to celebrate the life of this person that is so important to each one of us, that we might gain some strength for our own individual lives. One of the things I've learned early in my ministry was the idea I wanted to ask God to give me some way to do funerals. And I remember thinking, everybody's got a story to tell. I believe everybody's story is important. I believe everybody's story should be told. So I decided whenever I did a funeral service, I was going to tell their story. And so I'd meet with families and get the story about that individual. I remember different times that I'd meet with the family and do the funeral service and share some things that the individual did in their life. And somebody come to me afterwards and say, how long did you know him? I say, you know, I never met him. Never had that privilege. I just met with the family. And they shared the story with me. There may be some sad events for the sad events of this thing called death is recorded something in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. This wisdom I have seen under the sun, and it seems great to me. There was a little city with a few men in it, and a great king came against it. He besieged it, and he built a great snare around it. Now there was found in that city a poor wise man, and by his wisdom he delivered the city. Now listen to this, folks. Yet no one remembered that same poor man. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words were not heard, and nobody's telling his story. I feel honored this morning to tell you the story of this poor wise man that saved the city, and the city didn't seem to appreciate it. You know what, folks? It'd be easy to forget those you've loved. We don't want to do that. I want to think about this idea of Memorial Weekend as a time for each one of us to remember those special people that were a part of our life. So I pass on to you. Take a look at an onion and recall the layers of your life and recall the people of your life that was in those different layers of life. And I found an onion that said it's good to do. And it says sometimes there could even be a few tears. I got to tell you, I was doing an onion the other day that we wanted in our goulash, and there was a few tears shed. God is reminding us, nothing wrong in shedding a few tears at this time of the month. As we remember those that were such a big part of our life, we want to call them back to our minds and to our hearts. You know, I got a song I want us to listen to, and then I'll come back and share some more things about this Memorial Day weekend. This song is talking about deep in my heart. There's some things deep in my heart. You know, I like that story in the book of Ecclesiastes. There's somebody that did a wonderful thing and saved the whole city. He's just a poor wise man. And he set up an idea of what to do, save the city. And you know what? They forgot him. I want to use that as a challenge to me. I want to use that as a challenge to you. Don't forget those people that were a part of your life, that brought about some very special blessings in your life as an individual, that we might gain from that some things we need to know. Here we go. Deep in my heart. God bless you.
Deep in my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God's word is a comfort to know. I have God's word hidden deep in my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God's word is a comfort to know.
One day I knelt, prayed the prayer. Mercy fell upon me, joy was everywhere. I locked up
promises promised to me.
Remember them all, then threw away the key.
I have God's word hidden deep in my heart, deep in my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God's word is a comfort to know.
Every word written down is glory defined.
When a bubble of trouble starts rolling my way,
I'm reminded what the good book has to say.
I have God's word hidden deep in my heart, deep in my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God's word is a comfort to know, comfort to know. I have God's word hidden deep in my heart, deep in my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God's word is a comfort to know. I have God's word hidden deep in my heart, deep in my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God's word is a comfort to know. Having God's word is a comfort to know. Having God's word is a comfort to know.
Having God's word deep in my heart. Comfort to know the things that is apart. You know, God's given us the gift of memory. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. He reminds us the ability to call back to mind those special people that are part of your life and my life. I believe with all of my heart, folks, the Bible is the Word of God. I believe it is the Word of God. But I also believe the Bible is a book of memories. Everybody we read about and study about lived a long time ago. Jesus was here over 2,000 years ago. And so we need to remind ourselves, it is a book of memory. And God wants us to use that gift of memory to help us. You know, the thought that I just shared with you a few moments ago. You know what that thought came about by? I was home. I was home as we are homebound so much nowadays. And one time I was just sitting down in my family room by myself. And all of a sudden I started thinking of special people that were a part of my life. I thought about those that invested in my life. And I started thinking about different ones, and I just remembered them for a few moments. Can I be honest and upfront with you this morning? That was a special thing for me. As I remembered from my high school days, my teacher. I remembered from my grade school days, a teacher. I remember from Bible school meeting the man that was in charge of the Bible School of Bible and Music, Dr. John Miles, and thinking, he's a gentleman. I remember the things that he helped me to deal with in my life. I remembered as we went on all the other different things and different people that were a part of the ministry of the church through those 50 years. I started thinking, I just almost couldn't stop because different people came to my mind. And I called back the relationship I had with them and what that relationship was about. You know, God wants us to remember. This is a time to remember. It's a time to remember our relationship with God and God's relationship with us. And I believe he gives us a principle because God is so much greater than us. His thoughts are so much higher. His ways are so much higher than ours. There's a big word that they use. They say, God has the privilege of having omnipresence. He knows everything in the past. He knows everything in the present. And he knows everything in the future. I don't believe we should live in the past, but that past should be remembered. I believe we should realize the only thing we have in today is the present. We're not sure what the future is going to hold, but God knows past, present, and future. Have you noticed in your life if someone has wronged you? when you see that person, it comes back to your mind. It comes back to your mind that that person hurts you. I believe when God forgives us, God chooses not to call to mind our past sins. That's why he said he remembers them no more. He removes them as far as the east is from the west. But what God does is remembers how much the forgiveness has helped you in your individual life. I believe when God forgives us, he replaces that sin with what the forgiveness is possible. There's several things that he tells us that forgiveness is possible to do within our lives. Listen to this in Isaiah 48. I am he who blots out your transgressions. And now listen to what he said. For my own sake, I blot out your sins. I remember your sins no more. Because that helps me to blot them out of my relationship with you and your relationship with me. That's why God, you could be asking God to forgive you something from a long time ago, and God said, what? He's already forgiven you. Listen to this in the book of Hebrews. And Jesus, a sacrifice on the cross. For his sin was once and for all sacrificed. Unlike the sacrifice system of the Old Testament, which sacrifices were made continually made for sin. Jesus paid for sins once and for all. He paid the payment completely. For by one sacrifice he's made forever those who have been made holy. The Holy Spirit also testified to us about this. First, Lord, I put my law in their hearts, and I'll write it in their minds. Then he added, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. Somebody hurts you, you can forgive them, but you don't forget. And where there has been forgiveness, sacrifice of sin is no longer needed. When God said, I granted forgiveness to you, that's gone. That's in the past. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. In the book of Psalm, rather than treating us as our sins, God removes our sins, as he said, as far as the east is from the west. And we know that to be true. I love the way that he does in his heart and mind so that he can forget our sins. He treats us as righteous. Do what God did. And I don't understand this, and I don't know as I deserved it in any kind of way. God made his one and only son, Jesus, to be sin for us. Jesus had no sin, but he was willing to become sin for us, that the righteousness of God may be added to our life. You know, when God looks upon you, if you've asked Jesus to forgive your sins, he does no longer see your sin. He sees Jesus Christ in your life. Because God has forgiven us, we can choose not to remember the sins of those that have wounded us in our relationship with them. Things that have been committed against us. To forgive someone, we must often put the painful memories out of our mind. We don't actually forget the sin that somebody did to you, but we are able to recall their offense. But you know what he tells us? We choose to remove that feeling. Forgiveness prevents us from dwelling on the past. We need to know that we need to move straight ahead. That's what God has challenged us, to make sure that we're moving straight ahead is what he wants from our life as an individual. So now I'm going to deal with some of the things that is in each one of our lives, and some of it is so difficult. And I just want to share from my heart for a few minutes. And I got to tell you, I'm vulnerable when I share this, because it's my story about forgiving my stepdad. Let me just give you an idea of this for just a few moments. My stepdad, and I didn't know he was my stepdad because I was only 2 when he entered my life. And he exited my life when I was 15. I came to know Jesus as my Savior when I was 17. And then when I turned 18, I received a letter from my biological father, who I didn't know that my stepdad wasn't my biological father, and he wanted to get to know me. At about 19, I was feeling the call to be a pastor. And God was really dealing with me about my relationship with my stepdad and my stepdad's relationship with me. I had met my biological father and wanted to get to know him. There was some anger in my life that all that happened and that my stepdad had no right to treat me the way he did. But you know what? God was dealing with me that if I wanted to be the person he wanted me to be, I had to forgive my stepfather. God was using something to convince me to forgive him. You know what it was? When Jesus was dying there on the cross, when he became sin for you and he became sin for me, and all the pain and agony he went through before that, and there from the cross, one of the 7 times that he spoke, he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing." Jesus prayed to the Father to forgive those that were nailing him to the cross, those that spit upon him, those that plucked his beard from him, those that put that crown of thorns on his head, those that drove the spikes into his hands and his feet. "Father, forgive them." And know what God was saying to me? If I can forgive you because you've received forgiveness, you can forgive your stepdad. And I want you to know that I want you to do that. I came to the place where I prayed. I said, "Father, I want to forgive the way my stepdad treated me. I want to forgive him because I want to move beyond that." Let me just share this thought with you. It takes more than one prayer to do that. When you've got a wound in the past, you can pray the prayer. I think that's the starting point. I say when you can do the first prayer of forgiving that person that's wounded me, I say that's priming the pump in the old days. Putting a little water in there and getting the pump to start to work. You know, after I got through praying it, I had a sense that I had forgiven him. But after a bit, month, 2 months, I don't remember how long it was, all of a sudden, something would happen. There would be a flashback of something from my childhood that made me angry again. And then I was reading in the Bible that one day a man by the name of Peter, and I always like Peter's questions, he came to Jesus and he said, "I've forgiven this brother that has wounded me. How many times do I have to forgive him? Is 7 enough?" I think he's saying, "Is 7 enough, and then I can bop him in the nose, so to speak?" Then Peter came to Jesus and he asked, "Lord, how often do I have to forgive a believer who wrongs me? 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not just 7 times, but 7 times 70 times, or 490 times." You know what I learned from Peter's question? Every time those flashbacks came, I'd have to say to God, "But God, I forgave him. And I forgive him again. I forgive him for this flashback." I got to tell you, folks, I don't know where I am in the 490 times to forgive. But I got to tell you, as I kept doing that, every time there was a flashback, all of a sudden I say, "I've forgiven him. I have forgiven him." And I need to tell you, folks, it's pretty important to know this thought, that after a while, the flashbacks were less. And after a while, I knew that I had been set free. You know, he was gone for 20 years. And I had told the church for those 20 years, "I've forgiven my stepdad. I'm free from him." And I felt that. Matter of fact, one of my favorite things to say is, the best gift you give yourself is forgiving those who wounded you, because you're released from their control over your life. Can I tell you something, folks, that I just think is a miracle? And it's a memory that I have of my stepdad that I wouldn't have had if I hadn't had this experience. 20 years went by, and one day I was in my office, And the telephone rang, and it was Davenport, Ohio. They said, do you know an Art Harger? You Ken Harger? And I said, yes. Do you know an Art Harger? And I said, yes, he's my stepdad. They said, he's dying. If you want to see him, he's only going to make it just a few more hours. I said, well, how do you know about me? They said, we went through his billfold, and we found a piece of paper in his billfold that he must have carried for years. And it simply said, Ken Harger, Orleans, Michigan. Gotta tell you, that really spoke to my heart. Caused me to realize that he had thought about me more than I had even given him credit to think about me. To carry my name in his billfold for all those years. I'm so glad that our family went down to Davenport, Iowa. We brought him back. We buried him up to Sheridan next to his father. And I got to tell you, when I went there to see him, he was unconscious. But I got to tell you, there was no pain, no agony, none of that stuff. I knew I had forgiven him. I don't know who I'm sharing that with this morning that is needed in your life. But we need to know that we've forgiven those that have done things that have wounded us in our lives. And you know, in this kind of a time when you got more time to think, you got more time to dwell upon some of the hurts of your life in the past. And you know, as you're going through this time, it'd be a good time. If there's something that comes to your mind that you need to forgive, the person may have even passed away and you need to forgive them, I trust you would do that. Why I want to say this morning, why I want to share this part of my life, and I feel very vulnerable in doing it, is because there may be someone going through what I was going through, that something that happened in the past was still controlling your life as an adult, and you needed to get past that. You needed to get past that past that was causing so much pain and agony to your life. You know why I think that's so important? Because it gives you the privilege to become the person that God intended you to be. And by the way, there's another thing that comes from that. I learned this from Joseph's life shortly after I had forgiven my stepdad. Joseph's life was treated, Joseph, we talked about him just a few weeks ago. He was treated so poorly by his brothers. He was sold into slavery. But the end result of that is just in one little statement. You know what that statement is? When Joseph had forgiven his brothers thought when Dad died, he's now going to get even. And Joseph said to them, I'm not God. You have to deal with that God, about that with God in your life. I'm not God. I want you to know when you sold me into slavery, you meant it to evil. You meant it to get rid of me. But now listen to this, folks. God meant it to good. God meant it to good. When my stepdad did things to me that was very necessary for me to forgive him for, he meant to do evil to me. But God meant it to good. Then all of a sudden I could take all of my childhood days, all the difficulty of growing up in a family that was very poor, that we had nothing. But at the same time, there was love in some ways. I need to tell you, folks, God used all of that to help me to become the person that God intended me to become. Even with this coronavirus, and all that we're going through. You know what? God doesn't mean this to be something that's going to be evil in your life. He's meaning this to be something that's going to be, some good can come out of it. God says this, some good can come out of this. You know what Joseph said? The good that can come out of that is God spared me, number one. But know what he said? He said, the good is to benefit others. We've saved a lot of people's lives because I was here in this land of Egypt. And you guys are the ones that sold me here, but your lives have been changed. They came begging for food and bowed down before him. He had time with his dad at the end of his life, and he didn't have any, and he was close to his dad. You and I got to be thinking about those kinds of things when it comes to Memorial Weekend. Even some of the people that's no longer part of our life and they have passed on. Yet we realize there's some special blessings from their life. And we don't want to forget that. We don't want to be like those people in the city that forgot that man that had saved their lives. We want to recall those special moments. You know why? Because we need to reinvest in life. We do. We need to reinvest in life. And when this coronavirus is over and it's behind us, I'm hoping that one thing that comes out of that, out of every one of our lives, is we'll become more concerned for others than we was before. I trust we'll want to invest in other people's life. I've heard that over and over again in reports that comes from the idea that what can happen is people found ways to reach out and be a source of help to somebody going through a very difficult time. And I believe that is something that we need to be a part of. When this thing is over, I trust that your life and my life will reinvest whatever way we can to be a help and a support to others. That what we've learned through this grieving time of our lives, we can pass on to others. There's one more thing that I think. When this is all over, I'm trusting America will trust in God more than she was before this coronavirus. I trust that this time, not being able to do the things spiritually that we're able to do, not able to have the comfort and encouragement of meeting together within the church family, I'm trusting that we'll be a bigger trust in our God. We'll want to do more things that shows our trust. I'm going to close now, but you know, I got a song I want us to listen to. And this song is talking about, in America, we still trust God. We're going to trust him. And this is a song that I think I want us to think about when it comes to our relationship with God and the things that God has done for each one of us. So here we go. I'm going to just have us listen to this song and be an encouragement to you. God bless you this Memorial Day weekend. Please recall your loved ones that's gone on before you. Please have some thankfulness in your heart. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Place your hand on his Bible when you swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments and all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt where we stand. There's no separation. We're one nation under him. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to. Every time the going gets rough, he is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust. Now there are those among us who wanna push him out, and erase his name from everything this country's all about. From the schoolhouse to the courthouse, the silence in his word. It's time for all believers to make our voices heard. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to every time.
one